Who's Just That with the Derek Shapiro Show? Another edition of it. Episode number 26. J Rhythm Radio on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And first, let me bring my producer, the one and only J Rhythm.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's good to be back.
Yes. How are you doing?
Great to be back.
Yes, good to be back. Yes, after last month, of course, we did the silver anniversary. Well, not really silver anniversary, silver episode, actually.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. And we'll find who we're here because we had a little bit of technical
difficulties.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we persevere,
exactly.
Right, Derek? And we're here. And hi, everybody.
Well, awesome people, exactly. And I can't do a show without you or even Essence, you know, of course. Essence takes a few episodes off.
Yeah, shout out to Essence. Yes. Another great mind, you know,
yes.
In the producing aspect of everything. You know him, Derek.
Exactly.
And he's just great.
And this is my two last episodes. This episode is the last episode with J Rhythm Radio, of course. Maybe not the last episode. Who knows? When I get down to Atlanta, maybe I'll send you a show to produce. Who knows? But my last one in the studio for a while.
Yeah. I know. We're going to miss it because him and Roller are flying south.
Flying south because get rid of the snow, you know what I'm saying? With Roller, your sister, of course.
Yeah. Shout out to Roller as well. I miss y'all. I hope y'all have like a safe trip.
Thank you.
Wonderful time down there.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, I'm going to try to find a way to get down there and you know, make things happen, no. You know, Derek? It's going to be a great
Yes, you got to find a way, you know, And I promise you, I'm going to call you up every, like, 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
You could be on my show as much as you want.
Probably,
you
know? Even more than that.
I definitely had to do another phony calls. I haven't done that in a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll get you for another one. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see. In addition to that, we have a great show today. We have Brie Olsen, this adult film star. We actually did a benefit at Adam and Eve Adult Store in Seekonk, which we're going to hear pretty soon. And Brie Olsen was there, and we did a benefit roller song there, and I did my show. And out of there was two other radio stations there and the Providence Market, and they asked us to come back again. And they said, the owner, Natty, who has a commercial in the show today, said that they loved my radio show and roller the best out of all the two other radio stations that were there. I'm not going to say the names, you know what I'm saying? In addition to that, I can say the names of these radio stations. We went to the Walk for Hunger back May 4th in Boston. We have Pebbles from Jam 94.5 in the Boston area. Shout out to Pebbles. You can be on the show. And Billy Costa from Kiss 108. That's the top 40 station up in Boston, of course. Boston shout out. Plus, so we have a news anchor from Channel 7. I forget his name right now. I don't have it written down with me, but you know how I'm prepared always out there, listeners. But you're going to hear him pretty soon from Channel 7 in Boston. Then we have from the Business Expo here in Providence, Rhode Island, we have not one, not two, but three NBC 10 TV personalities, Gene Valicente, R.J. Heim, and Frank Carpano. And we do have, yes, that is a great list. And we have Bruce Newberry from 920 WHJJAM in the Providence Market. He was on my show. And Vic Michaels, who used to be on 92 Pro FM, he's I interviewed him, and John Rook, who used to be on Channel 12 and Channel 10's on the show today. Then we have Jay Smooth, of course, from Boston, of course, another Boston icon up there, as well as, you know, from Pebbles, and now Jay Smooth, you know, MC up in Boston. And he has a new CD out with, of course, Rolla on there. And, of course, this rock band was supposed to be scheduled for the show. I don't know what you happen to see these rock bands out there, you know, okay? These rock bands are acting flaky, and the hip-hop community is showing me more love. So you rock bands out there, if you're listening, you know. Of course, taking their spot, we have MC, producer of the Derek Shapiro Show, J Rhythm.
Yeah, you're going to learn a little something about me, you know, what I'm all about. And what albums, what stuff I have coming up.
Yeah, that's so you're talking about this fire that happened upstairs in the studio. So, But we'll get to that in just a second.
We'll get to
but
all
first,
that.
Actually, in a little while. But first, I want to play Steve's thoughts, okay? Steve, give shout-outs to you, Steve, and I just recorded this today. Here's Steve's thoughts.
Lose yourself in the Derek Shapiro Show. We start off with Steve Fotz, Mr. Woody. When we were little kids, we didn't know anything and everybody around us did. And we felt that knowledge was something that had to be transported from bigger minds to our little minds. But now, knowledge is something that comes out of us. Basically, believing what we hear is believing a lie until we intuit the truth ourselves. Consciousness was not built by the universe. The universe was built by consciousness. If there was a machine created that did everything that you did, would that machine believe itself to be alive the same way you do? The number one mystery is not the age of the universe or its dimensions. It's the consciousness within it.
Hi, this is JJ. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
I had to throw that in because they're big fans of mine and Rollers, okay? And I always see them around in town and saying, oh, you know, I love your show. You know what I'm saying? I see flies of you in Newport, you know, and literally because he was just in the hospital and the wife has problems a little bit. But give shout outs. I do support you guys and hopefully, you know, you're feeling better, guys, you know? So if you listen to this, so yes.
Another one question. That must be awesome, Derek, that you now that when you and Roller go out, people recognize you and
exactly.
They see your stuff. So,
exactly.
You know, how does that feel?
It makes me feel great. You know, it makes me feel that people are starting to take notice. You know, like, I give shout outs to Eunice. You know, Eunice, I don't know, you didn't respond back to the birthday bash, but I give shout outs to you because you have my show downloaded to your iPod. And of course, Michael from California, my best friend Michael, he has my show downloaded to his iPod too. He just called me up the other day. Michael, you're in California. People in California listen to me, you know? That's awesome, you know?
Yes, that is great.
I mean,
and the iPods, people.
Exactly. And here's the thought. You know, Steve had a Steve thought. I have a Derek Shapiro Show thought. You know, people, I know the people that are listening to me who aren't the people listening to me. Email me at DerekShapiroShow@yahoo.com, please. And this next one over here, this next segment over here, it was part of the same segment, opening the segment. I want to play this because me and Rolla went to Seekonk, Adam and Eve. It's a lingerie store. It's not Victoria's Secrets, but it's like Victoria's Secrets. So Rolla performed there, and we sponsored Baby Giovanni, who had a bone marrow. And now it's an organization to get other babies bone marrow. And you can find the information for SaveBabyGiovanni.org on my sponsor page or on RollerZone.com sponsor page, okay? So here's how this thing went with adult film star Brie Olson.
All right, this is Aaron again. June 15th, lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on Adam and Eve at 1080 Fall River Avenue in Seekonk, Mass. And we have Maddie Frontino, okay,
Natty,
the owner
actually
of Adam and Eve, about this nice event over here. And tell me about why you wanted to get involved with this Ride for Life over here.
Well, basically, it's a friend of mine that's involved in the mixed martial arts world, and Michael Gugliano is the father of Baby Giovanni. Saved his life, and it was a good way to get some promotion out there and some donators to the bank. So hopefully, if anything ever happens again, and any other children need some bone marrow transplants, that we can, you know, help out in any way that we can.
Sure. And tell me about what this means to you doing this at your store tonight.
I've been through a pretty rough year of getting dragged through court and things like that, and costing me an awful lot of money. Hey, how you doing? How are you?
And of course, that's the Michael Vanna, of promoter of
Full Force Productions. Yeah, yeah.
And tell me about being part of this event today. What does this mean to you?
Oh man, you know what it is? It's all about, you know what? It's all about everyone coming together and making this world a better place, because we all live it under one roof, and that's God. And we're all here for very unselfish reasons.
And how'd you get involved with this?
Oh, well, Natty Fratino's been a lifelong friend of mine. And I met Mike Gugliamo a number of months ago, and it was a kind of a collaborative task. You know, Natty wanted to have a grand opening, and I wanted to have a bike run, and Mike Gugliamo has the charity, so we put all three together, and here we are today.
Awesome. And it's great that you're a guest here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, which is here on June 15th, so it's great. And then we're here today, and it's great that Roll is singing here and being part of this event, too. And I'm privileged to be part of this event, too. You know?
Absolutely, man. More people in the merrier. You know, it's like a big ball, a rolling ball of Velcro. Just everybody's attaching themselves to the great cause. You know, You know, the sex industry is great, man. We all love sex. We all love charities. So come on down and get some nice sexy clothes and help out and donate some DNA for a great cause for bone marrow.
Great. Thank you very much. All right, we're still here at the event of Say Bibi Giovanni, of course, the father of Giovanni, Michael
Guglielmo.
Okay, what does this mean to you about how this event all came together today?
It was initiated by Full Force TV, which is a Massachusetts mixed martial arts fighters, and it's a production company. And they saw a poster of Giovanni and wanted to get involved, and they launched their own campaign, Fight for Life. And what we do is bone marrow drives to fill the registry to save kids' lives. And that's what we do. We fill the registry to save kids' lives.
And are you a biker too, by the way?
I do have a bike. I am a rider, yep.
So did you ride today at all?
No, I didn't ride today because I had to bring all the T-shirts down, and I have Giovanni with me today.
Awesome.
And his nurse, and of course, Mom's with us, so I had a whole car full of people.
And how is Giovanni doing today?
Giovanni's doing very good. He's over there sleeping. He's 1 year post-transplant, which is a milestone that they want transplant babies to hit, and he's doing very well.
Does he run around now?
Yep, he's crawling around. He's not walking yet. He's a little bit delayed.
So because I brought my 2-year-old son and my 7-year-old daughter, so when your son wakes up, you know, if he crawls around, you can picture my son and maybe your son playing together today, huh?
Absolutely,
yes,
yep,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes. And what does this mean to you about how you got a lot of media outlets, you know, other than my station? How does it feel that, like, a lot of people in the community want to help you all this out?
Well, what it says is that there's more good people than bad. And if people find the right cause to be behind, they'll definitely be behind it. And, you know, people love kids. You know, to me, you know, to be a bone marrow donor, it's an honor. If you could save a kid's life, there's nothing greater that one could do in life than save a child's life. And for those people who would not become a bone marrow donor, you know, I suggest that you examine your moral compass.
Sure. Well, I do thank you very much. And where can people donate even more stuff?
They go to savegiovanni.org. You can read all about it. You can, if you want to become a bone marrow donor, we can send it right to you, send a kit right to your house. You can make donations on that site if you like. But really, we want your marrow. That's what we want.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right. We're now speaking to R&B singer Rola over here, of course. And tell me why you want to be part of this event today.
Charity work is very good.
And what does this mean to you about, you know, Say Bibi Giovanni, about the bone marrow and everything like that?
Well, I don't know. It's a good cause.
All right. And tell me about you singing part of this, you know. What does this mean to you, your feeling inside?
Good.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to be singing Rola. You go to rolazone.com. All right. We're here with Mr. DJ, of course, the owner of Mr. DJ. And you're the owner too?
Yeah, we're both owners.
Both owners.
Yes, my name is Rob Iannotti, and this is Michael Vacola.
Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you. And what does this mean to you about being part of this great event over here, Say Bibi Giovanni?
It means a lot. I mean, it's really nice to know that you're helping out someone in the community.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with my partner 110%.
All right. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself today with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
All right. Are we still here? Adam and Eve, of course. We have Bree Olson, Adam and Eve film star. Tell me about what does it mean to you about this nice event over here today.
What is what?
Yes. What does this mean to you about being part of this nice event over here?
I think it's really cool. It's actually a surprise. I had no idea that this was going on. So it's always nice to donate and, you know, do whatever I can to help other people out.
And how'd you become a film star over here doing this now?
I'm sorry?
How'd you become a film star doing for Adam and Eve?
I was freelancing before, and then I decided to sign with them after about a year. So.
What other films have you been in?
Oh my goodness, so many. I don't know, just a lot, like over 200.
Where can they get in contact with you if they wanted to know more about it? Do you have a website?
BrieOlson.com.
And have you been in any like major movies too?
I've been on some little mainstream stuff, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show, stuff like that.
Awesome, awesome. So this is the first time I lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you for losing yourself today.
All right.
Awesome.
Yes, awesome. I like how she giggles at the end. Thanks. I'm telling you. Boy, how many people are horny after that one, right?
hey, I'm not going to touch that.
No, the listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? All right.
Checking out her website. What is it?
BrieOlson.com.
BrieOlson.com.
Yes.
People.
No, I don't think no relation to the Olsen twins. But anyway.
Behave.
We're going to go to a song, then we're going to go to the Walk for Hunger. We're going to do a new song from Fliz. He has a new mixtape out featuring Arola with Life and Death here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Shout out to King Tone, point blank. My girl Rola, this joint is sick.
Life and death, we take what's granted and run. We sacrifice all.
Do everything I ever said I did. Every bullet, every scar, every bar, every stick up if I stuck the crib. Y'all know what it is, I put that shit on both my kids. Hope this is the opposite of what hopeless is. Cause I ain't trying to waste another day. Then fuck prison, bad decisions got most of my niggas locked away. Seen a lot of shit, that's why I got a lot to say. Wonder why I'm cocky, trying to stop me, nigga, not today. Dealing with the pain and some hurt. Got the game reversed, after you bang, bury that thing in the dirt. Tell me who want they family praying in church. Another day in this earth, just another day, I ain't in a hurry. I took some big losses. Last few years I lost some big bosses. Life stress got me a little nauseous. A little more cautious. If it has to be, yo, I'll be damned this time if they catching me.
Life and death we take what's granted and run. We sacrifice all.
Homicide, the fam needs you alive. A funeral call so poor, we too poor to die. When the bullet got no love for you, they don't miss you. We could man the hood with a Lark's a scud missile. I done lost too many souls to gun bust. And trying to console a nigga mother like them, but belly of the beast, facing a situation. And AKs blaze and strays graze the playpen. Forget prison and living behind bars. We live a new life, my nigga, trying to be stars. But in the process, cheddar be the issue. And crime on my mind, who that coming to get you? The threat of death puts a man on all fours. Your mama and the judge said I bought the lost cause. A waste of space, a dead man walking. And life gave us a new name, the talking abortions.
Life and death we take what's granted and run. We sacrifice all.
Show www.DerekShapiroShow.com and
Ambitious Records and Rola presents the Going Away Bash, the final finale at
with
Casey's
Rola
Tap.
And Derek, of course.
Yeah, Casey's Tap.
5:30 Broadway, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 5:30 Broadway, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Final finale. You want to come out, show your love, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a great show. We're going to perform. We're going to dance. We're going to do the two-step, all of that.
Yeah. Featuring Hoot M and Fliz.
J Rhythm and Crew.
Russian Roulette.
Mondo.
Yes, all these people. One show, Almost Blind.
Hoot M.
Yes. I think you said that. But anyway,
Jay
come
Profane,
out. Yes.
Dante.
Charles.
Jay Smooth.
Yes.
Audio Liquor. Who else?
Reality Resource Music Management.
Lawrence. Mr. L. Everybody.
Everybody. Come out. Casey
come
Tap.
On. Show your love.
5:30.
Yep.
Broadway.
Broadway, Pawtucket.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. J-Rhythm Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm in the house, yes. Everybody.
Yes, in the house. Coming up still, we have the Walk for Hunger next segment. Of course, with Gemini 4.5, mm-hmm. Kiss 108, DJs, Pebbles, and, of course, Billy Costa from Kiss 108. And, of course, we do have Rola in the next segment as well, rolazone.com.
Nice, nice.
Yes, and coming up after that, we have the Business Expo, and then we have Jay Smooth. He was at my house office, home office, recording this, and as well as Jay Rhythm, we're going to save Jay Rhythm, the producer of my show, for last.
Awesome. It's an all-star lineup.
All-star lineup. Here is the Walk for Hunger in Boston. Boston people, here you are, shining on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, we're here at the Walk for Hunger, the 40th Walk for Hunger, with one of the volunteers here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And tell me, what's your name?
Scott.
Yes, Scott. And where are you from?
Lexington, Mass.
And my middle name is Scott, actually. So tell me, what brings you to the Walk for Hunger?
I'm part of, like, City Year, City Hero sort of thing, and it was just another thing to do.
And how many years is this for you, Scott?
This will be my first year.
Really? Okay. All right. And so, this is my 13th year doing this, So what does this mean to you, doing this today?
I just think it's a fun way to pump people up about serious issues.
Are you going to walk today, too?
No, actually, I can't. Right. Bum knee.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show and the Walk for Hunger today. Of course, we're here back at the 40th Walk for Hunger. Roller Zone is one of the sponsors, of course. It's a dismal day. It's dreary out. What do you feel about this?
Sucks. It was hot.
This is your 10th year. What do you feel about this being your 10th year?
I feel great alongside being with my husband.
Derek Shapiro, of course. And Rola, tell me, why did you want to sponsor this walk today?
This is my all-time favorite walk. I mean, it beats the AIDS walk. It beats any walk I've ever done.
Is it 20 miles?
Yeah, 20 miles. If people out there in Rhode Island, Providence, per se, they don't know how to walk.
Tell me.
Too lazy.
I have a question for you. You sang last year at this walk. Do you think you're going to sing this year?
Nah.
Now, what does that mean to sing? What does this mean to sing last year?
A lot.
And one time we did all promotional, we're going to do this year, 20 miles of walking, and people knew your name. What do people think about the promotion of you and
great,
see people
great.
Saying
everybody's crazy about it. Great.
Yes, all right. Well, I do thank you. I'm going to be with us in for the Walk for Hunger for the 40th. Anniversary of this Walk for Hunger. Not my 40th year, of course, but my 10th year. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, we have Pebbles from Gemini 4.5. So tell me, how's it feel that you're doing this walk again for the, how many years is this for you?
Let's see, we've been coming as long as I can remember from gym, and so it's been years, and it's an excellent, excellent event to be involved with.
And how does it feel that you're losing yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show, another radio show, internet radio show?
I'm losing myself?
Yeah, that's what it's called, Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yes, yes, we're both on radio, of course.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Are you enjoying the radio
thing? I am enjoying it. You know, this is my 13th walk, and Rola's R&B singer. She'll play her music on Gemini 4.5, you know.
Okay, but I haven't heard it, but yeah. I look forward to it.
I will call your show on Monday, of course, because, you know, I should call your show more often, you know.
Okay.
You're on my show, so, you know, it's great that you're on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show for the first time, you know.
And I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Us both being on radio, you know.
Yes. Radio people, we got to stick together.
We got to stick together, you know. Thank you very much. All right, we have Randy Press from Channel 7 News and CW56, of course, right?
Right.
Yes, and tell me about, what does this mean to you being over here?
Well, we have a long involvement with this. Our station has been involved with this walk for 23 years now. Of course, this is the 40th year of the walk, but we've been involved for a good portion of that time. And it's just really a special day for us as a station, for all of our personnel. And it's great to be out here and see. I mean, when you look around here, on what is a really dreary day, and people still come by the tens of thousands, and so it's something that's really special for the entire community, and we love being a part of it.
Sure. And how many years for you?
For me personally, it's I've been in Boston for 26 years.
Wow.
So I have been coming from time to time, but since I've been with Seven, which is more than 10 years, I've been here every year.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we have Billy Costa from Kiss 108. Tell me about, how does this feel to be doing this walk again?
Well, I was just told, I knew I've been doing it a long time with Kiss 108, but I was just told this is officially our 20th year partnering up with Project Bread and the Walk for Hunger, and as it happens, Channel 7.
Yes, and Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. So how's it feel to be on another show right now?
I'm loving it, baby. We're in the rain. It doesn't matter because the Shapiro Show rules.
Thank you very much. All right, well, state your name for the Derek Shapiro Show. State your name for the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, Saudi Paul Green.
Where are you from?
Dorchester.
Where are you from?
Dorchester.
What's your name?
Wesley.
And where are you from? Okay, you don't have your name. And tell me, what walk is this for you?
My first walk.
And what about for you?
Two.
So, anyway, how do you feel about doing this today?
I feel good.
All right, and what's your favorite radio show? Derek Shapiro Show?
Yeah, that's right. Definitely.
Definitely great. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Repeat after me. Show.
Show.
All right. That was the halfway point. All right. Now we're going to continue to the end. All right. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. How much did we raise? How much did we raise? How much did we raise?
$3.8 million.
Yes. Y'all lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Y'all lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Yes, we finished it again, the 20-mile walk for hunger here on the Derek Shapiro Show. Rola, how do you feel?
Great.
Your 10th year.
Yeah.
Your 10th year. You're on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo. Woo. Ice cream. You're 200 mile, Rola. My 260th, 13th year doing it. Now, where's the free ice cream? We need an ice cream. All right, here, I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. What's your name and where are you from?
Chris Colger from Marlboro, Mass.
And where are you from?
Marlboro.
And what's your name?
Allison.
All right, and what walk is this for you guys?
My first.
My fifth.
Your fifth, and tell me about the secret of doing 5 years.
Just don't stop, keep going.
That's right, and what about the first one for you?
I don't know.
I felt like forever, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was my 13th and my wife's Rola's 10th, yes. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Signing out for 2008, Walk for Hunger. Here, Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Wait, I got one more thing to say. Nobody in Providence could ever do this. 20 miles, yep.
All right, Walk for Hunger. Go to rollazone.com, derekshapiroshow.com, or projectbread.org.
20 miles.
Yes.
Yes. Slackers.
Our Project Bridge.
Yes, that was the Walk for Hunger, of course. That's right. His name from Channel 7 and CW56 is Randy Press. So, yeah, so first time the Pebbles is on the Derek Shapiro Show and
awesome.
Billy Costa from Kiss 108. And we're going to play a song. And up next is the Business Expo at the Convention Center in Providence. And we have Gene Valicente coming up, Audrey Heim, and Frank Carpano, as well as Bruce Newberry from WHJJ. And I'm going to tell you something funny. WHJJ and Kiss 108 in Boston, Jammin' 94.5 in Boston, they're all Clear Channel companies. I got to give a shout out to Clear Channel.
Shout out.
Yes.
Clear Channel.
Clear Channel. So here is, up next here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, here's the Igniters and following Who Dem featuring Shane Lee, who is so impressed.
Up with the sun, gone with the wind. She always said I was lazy. Leaving my home, leaving my friends, running when things get too crazy. Out to the road, I beat the stars, feeling the breeze, passing the car. Women have come, women have gone, everyone trying to cage me. Yeah. Some were so sweet, I barely got free. Others, they'd only enrage me. Sometimes at night, I see their faces. I feel the traces they left on my soul. Memories make me wealthy soul. I tell you, these are the memories that make me wealthy soul. love when I can. Turn loose my hand, cause I'm going. Traveling man, love when I can. But sooner or later, I'm going. Traveling man. Feel the traces they left on my soul. These are the memories that make me wealthy soul. Why tell your thoughts all the memories that make me wealthy?
Perfect lover, a perfect game. Beautiful.
Is it possible that I can get your last dance tonight? I'm hoping. I am so impressed with how you're moving. Excuse me, but are you in here all alone?
You're looking like you need someone to comfort you. Not smother ya, treat you like a one night stand and baby mother ya. Nah, you wife material, or better yet the prize in the box of my favorite cereal. I'm enticed by the look in your eyes and by the look of your thighs. You half pony with a mix of fine. It's a cold world bundle up, of course I wanna cut, but I'm content on this dance floor cutting the rug. I'm so far from average, I know that marriage is a hop skip away from carriages, and it might sound arrogant. I love the lavishness, but I don't got the time to around with average chicks. All I'm really trying to do is keep it real, and it's really getting late and I really want to chill, and I really want to talk with no time to kill. So please can you give me this last dance, girl? Come on.
I am so impressed with how you're moving. I'm so impressed with how you're moving. Is it possible that I can get your last dance tonight? I'm hoping. I am so impressed with how you're moving. Excuse me, but are you in here?
Dipping to you like pardon you, watching me, little mama, and I'm watching you, rocking my blue, who them shirt and watching you move. I'm with a few, you with a crew, let's family feud. Envision us on beaches in Belize, taking it easy. The fat boy got a guava fruit, shooting the breeze, but you is my main squeeze in tropic degrees. The boom shakalaka like magic, you be on the knees. You the lady in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace and conversate with my seduction. I ain't got game, just swag and a rhythm. So when I smile, it must be the cheeks that get them. So we here at the bar, we hopping in my car. We in my casa, the color of a bra. It's matching with a thong, that thong coming off. We oohing and we are, I'm feeling you, ma, because
I am so impressed by you.
Just throw a penny in a wishing well and wish that we could live happy like a fairy tale. I'm saying this with true feelings like I'm reading Braille. Let's get this wind beneath our wings and just set it sail. Yeah, I'm glad I heard what my brother said. He said I'm never gonna win with them chicken heads. You need a woman that could cook something, someone that's heard a little something, a lady with good cut. When it's on, she get the cut. Yeah. And I'ma put it on the line, asking, just hope for a positive reply. And I could tell that you with it by your smile and the twinkle in your eye, just the twinkle in your eye, yeah. And no, I'm harmless, baby, but if you hear from my ex, then I'm heartless. But never mind that the past and my honest, baby. Come on, you gotta admit, my charm is crazy, right?
I am so impressed. Hey, I'm hoping.
I am so impressed with how you're moving.
Excuse me, excuse me.
Are you in here all alone?
Now are you in here all alone?
I am so impressed with how you're moving.
When are you moving, girl?
Is it possible that
is it possible?
I am so impressed with how you're moving.
How we doing? This is Dwayne Boo Hackney, co-founder of the Umam Group, which is Urban Men Against Murder. I'm just wanting to inform the public about the first annual No More Murder March and Block Party on June 22nd, 2008. We're convening at 824 Broad Street in Providence, Rhode Island. That's It's Hair Barbershop at 11 a.m. We're setting up the march at that point. We're going to march down to the billboard, which is at Somerset and Broad Street. It's the corner of Somerset and Broad Street, in front of McDonald's, right before Central High School. Like I said, it's 11 a.m., 824 Broad Street, June 22nd, 2008, the No More Murder March and Block Party. And this is put together between UMAM, which is Urban Men Against Murder, and the Curse Breakers Association. We have to change our mind and break this curse of murder that's plaguing our city. Thank you very much.
And sponsored by?
Sponsored by It's Hair Barbershop, Sisters Gathering at the Well, SOC, which is Saving Our Club Kids, the Good Guys of Head Start, and the Curse Breakers Ministries. Thank you very much.
As well as rollerzone.com and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
All right, we're back here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 26, of course, J-Rhythm Radio.
Yes, I'm having a good time. Yes. You having a good time, Derek?
Oh, I'm having a blast. I mean, you know, Brie Olson was here, you know, well, not here in the studio, but on the show, you know what I'm saying, stopping by. We had, you know, some great celebrities so far. So up next now is the Business Expo 2008 at the Convention Center. And here's how this went.
We're here at the Business Expo 2008 here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show with former sports reporter John Rourke. But you're still doing sports, actually. You used to be on Channel 12 and Channel 10. And now you're doing on ESPN Radio, huh?
Still do ESPN Radio, and this will be my 20th year to be the voice of the Friars.
Really? And tell me about how is it to do sports all these years, you know?
It is something that doesn't quite get out of your system, I think, altogether. Still enjoy doing it quite a bit, though.
What do you love about sports?
I think the fact that it changes every day, mm-hmm. that there's something different. You can have some loyalty to the teams, you know, that you end up following. At the same time, those teams change every day. So I think there's a sameness to it as well as a difference to it. I think it's a great combination.
And where did you start off as? You always start on Rhode Island, or do you start in another state?
No, I've been here for 20 years, but I started out in Texas over 30 years ago. So,
wow.
And then moved here 20 years ago and kind of decided I liked it, so stayed here.
And how has sports changed over the years, do you think?
It's gotten obviously much more expensive not only to participate in but to watch,
yes.
simply because ticket prices and the cost of doing business has gone up. So, I mean, that's part of it. And I think a lot of it has been taken away from some of the, you know, the younger people in our communities because things are on so much later at night. And I think that we've got a whole generation of kids that don't understand what it's like to, you know, actually sit and watch a baseball game or something like on television. They don't appreciate it as much anymore. So I think, you know, but... those are the things I think that primarily come to mind as they've changed. I won't say that it's not for the better. It's just different.
Right. And of course, your full-time job is now a wish come true, of course. And how has that changed your career and your life and your outlook on life?
Well, I've been a volunteer for Wish Come True for the 20 years I've been here, and I've been their development director for the last almost 3 years now. And it's a significant part of my life because we help children who live in Rhode Island and in parts of southeastern Mass who have life-threatening illnesses by granting them wishes.
Sure.
We're the oldest organization of its kind in the area. We've been here since 1982. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to help a child realize a dream that might be previously hard to get to because of the illness that they've had to suffer, or a family that can't take the time to go out and travel and do the things that they'd like to do simply because they've got a sick child at home that they need to take care of.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful thing to be able to give them something, first of all, Derek, to look forward to, maybe some incentive to go to those treatments so they can get well, so they can go on the wish if it's a travel wish.
Sure.
Or be able to provide them with something. For instance, maybe a child who can't get outside as much, maybe give them a way to communicate with others by giving them a computer or by, you know, building them a playroom so they can have their friends over so they can be normal again.
Exactly.
And this is all a part of the healing process, and it's a great thing to be a part of.
And to get in contact with the Wish Come True, what's the website again?
It's www.awish.org, O-R-G.
And they can call?
And they can call 781-9199, area code 401.
Thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Where's your radio show, Adam?
All right, we're here with Vic Michaels, former radio personality, but now you teach it at Dean College. Tell me about how you got started on radio and why you love radio so much.
That's a good question. I started at Junior Achievement. This is in the 70s at 92 Pro FM, where we would come in on a program during the week, which was run by Gary Berkowitz, who was then program director. And we would come in and we'd tape our own two-hour show that got aired at like 5 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yep.
We sold our own advertising. We produced our own show, and that's how I got started, really. That was my foot in the door. And then at the same time, I was interning over at BRU. They have an AM station. Yes, it's Carrier Current. So yep. A bunch of us from Junior Achievement went over there, and we're doing shows on the AM. So really? I kind of was doing both at the same time.
Sure. And how do you think radio has changed over the years? Do you think it's changed for the bad, for the worse?
Definitely for the worse.
And how do you think?
Well, from what I hear from most people I still talk to who are in the industry, and I have many students that have gone into the industry, it's conglomeration. It's Clear Channel. It's a handful of companies that are only concerned with profits that voice track their shows, that hire someone to use their voice for a couple hours and then get 12 hours out of it on the air, that simulcast shows, do satellite shows. You know, the listener may be unaware of what's actually going on, but there's not many live shows, particularly on the music side, in the radio industry. It's all in an effort to save costs. It's killed localism. It's really done a job on the entire business, and if they don't wake up real soon, they're going to be victims of everything else, of all the technology that's happening around them.
I think, and do you think internet radio, just like my show, and satellite radio is going to be taken over more than...
Absolutely. What's going to happen is the technology now exists for you to get the internet in your car. That's going to be the next big thing. So when you go into your car, you'll have access to the internet. Not that you'll surf the internet and look at it while you're driving, but you'll be able to pick web radio stations,
exactly.
Any radio station from all over the country, and that's what'll be there. And unless local radio does something quickly to compete with this, I think they're in trouble.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Vic Michaels. Of course, your DJ service, you can go on VicMichaels.com.
Yep, correct. Yep.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we're here at the Business Expo 2008 over here. I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and I have Frank Capano from NBC10, of course, the second personality I interviewed, because I interviewed Frank Carter back in the day. And tell me about you being over here at the Business Expo. How do you like this?
This is great. It's a great chance to meet a lot of different people. Many of them are viewers and people in different businesses, and get to talk and share some ideas.
Sure. And you've been working for NBC10 for a long time in the sports, of course. How many years now?
This month is actually 28 years.
Wow, congratulations. I'm 30 years old, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I started when I was about five, so
yes.
No, I wish.
As long as Frank Collette has been there, actually.
Actually, Frank's been there a little bit longer.
A little longer.
He was the one who trained me.
Really?
When I first arrived at Channel 10. He, for a short time, did sports, filling in a little bit until I got up to speed, and
sure.
I started doing the sports.
And tell me about, what do you love about sports? What's your passion?
Well, there's so many great stories. And in this area, you know, over the past, 5-6 years, it's been unbelievable with the Patriots and their Super Bowl wins and the Red Sox and the World Series. And the past 5 years, I've covered the Patriots and the Red Sox as they've won championships. I've been to two Olympics. So it's really been an incredible 5 or 6 years.
And what do you think one of the most memorable sports stories in the past 5 to 10 years, you think?
Well, you know, I'd have to say that the Red Sox winning their first World Series championship in 86 years was really special. That, you know, to be there on the field when they did that and to see the reaction of the Red Sox fans who were in the stands there in St. Louis was really something else. There were people who were crying, you know, with joy.
Exactly. And what about the Patriots now? Winning, of course, the Super Bowl, and how far they came, you know, and them actually losing it last year, but winning the winning streak. What do you think about that?
You know, they had an incredible year, and to have the winning streak that they had, and unfortunately to lose it in the Super Bowl was disappointing. But that's what's so great about sports, is that you can never truly predict what's going to happen, and I think they're going to have another great year this year.
Sure. And tell me, do you think the way sports is going now, do you think it's changed over the past 20 years for the better or for the worse, and why?
I think that it's both. I think, you know, it's changed for the better because there are a lot more opportunities for people to see sports, be it on a major or a minor league or an amateur level. For the worse, because there are more teams. I mean, there was a time when I was a kid that I could tell you every player on every team, and now because there are so many teams and so many players, it's virtually impossible, unless you're a super fan of that particular team, to know exactly who's on that team. So I think it's a lot harder for fans to take it all in, where maybe 25, 30 years ago it was much easier because there were fewer teams.
Sure. Well, I do thank you much, Frank Capano from NBC 10, for Losing Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And
Hi, this is NBC10's Frank Carpano, and I invite you to Lose Yourself with a Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you. All right, still here at the Convention Center of 2008 Business Expo, here at the Rhode Island Convention Center here in downtown Providence. And from Massachusetts, Lexington, Massachusetts, we have David Meerman Scott. Of course, Scott is my middle name, so that's easy to remember. The author of The New Rules of Marketing and PR, of course. And this is about online, like internet, of course, and I have an online radio show. The only way you can listen to my show is online. And I manage my wife, of course, rollerzone.com. We do a tremendous amount of business online, of course. So tell me about the best way to do market our business, of course, online.
So the old ways that we used to reach people offline were that we either created expensive advertising, you know, in the form of magazine advertisements, newspaper advertisements, radio, television, and or we asked the media, begged the media sometimes, mm-hmm. to write about us. And the idea online is that you can market any product or service by creating excellent content that is written about that product or service. So in the form of a YouTube video or a blog, all these sorts of things.
So what do you think about the marketing on MySpace and YouTube now?
There's two forms in my mind of marketing on social networking sites like YouTube and like MySpace. And one form is the traditional old line form of doing banner ads. That's just advertising. That's not interesting to people. But what is interesting to people is to create something that they want to consume. So, for example, creating a Facebook group, an affinity group of like-minded people around your products and services, or creating and shooting a great YouTube video about your business or about your cause, or if you're a political candidate, showing your candidate in action, rather than just doing advertising. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about online radio, just like the Derek Shapiro Show and RollerZone.com, which he's a singer, but we have sponsors on our website geared to businesses?
What's interesting about that to me is that radio used to be about local. That was it, right? I mean, there were some syndicated shows, but not many. It was all local. But now you're global. Anybody, anywhere can listen to the show. And what that means is it's really exciting as a way for people to get information out there. And there's all sorts of organizations who are using internet radio to get their messages out there, either by sponsoring interesting programs or by creating their own programs, their own podcasts, and getting that stuff out there. So I think it's a great tool, as is video, as is blogging. All these things are really great ways to get the information out there.
Sure. So to do news releases, And to get things out there, what's your best method?
A news release used to be just something for the press, but what I use news releases for, and what I talk to people about using news releases for, is to reach buyers directly, to reach the people you're trying to reach directly, because anybody with an internet connection can have access to online news. Mm-hmm. So instead of creating a release just for members of the media, you create a release that's designed for anybody mm-hmm. to be able to consume.
Mm-hmm. So which way do you think it's going in the next 5 to 10 years about the PR? Do you think everybody's just going to use strictly this method of internet?
Well, PR is really misunderstood these days, because when you ask a traditional person from the PR business what PR is, for the most part they think that it's media relations. Mm-hmm. They confuse the superset of public relations, which is having a communications with your public, to the subset, which is media relations, which is just relating to members of the media, like you, Derek. So I think that PR is changing over the next 5 to 10 years, where more organizations are going to understand that PR is about relating to your publics, to everybody, not just to members of the media.
Mm-hmm. And what can people pick up this book? In your bookstores, too?
Yeah, The New Rules of Marketing and PR is my book. It came out in June 2007 using the tactics I talk about, which is creating great content, things like blogs, videos. It's been the number one PR and marketing book in the world since it came out. It's available on all the online stores, Barnes & Noble and Amazon and whatnot.
And Borders, too?
Borders, too, and in most bookstores, most physical bookstores, coming out also in 15 different languages.
15 different languages, wow. And tell me, since this book came out, where have you traveled around the world?
Oh my gosh! I speak every single week. I do typically one or two speeches a week. Last week I opened up for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in Los Angeles. I've spoken in. I'm going to Saudi Arabia next month. I'm going to London next month. I'm a surfer.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the coolest things about my job is that I can accept speaking gigs where there's surfing waves. So in just 2008, just the last 3 months, and remember, we're in the winter time here, yes, in the Northeast, but just in 2008, I've surfed as a result of a speaking gig in San Diego, in Florida, and in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Really? Yeah. And how was it to open up for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet him. I really was hoping to meet him. But I spoke at a conference called the Milken Global Conference. And there were some other sessions also going on when I was going on. But, you know, it's a really exciting conference. And one of the things that's so cool about what I do now, giving speeches, is I get to meet really, really interesting people like you,
yes,
who I would never meet if I was stuck in a boring old office somewhere.
Exactly. And people could go to davidmeermanscott.com?
Yeah. My full name is David Meerman Scott. That's M-E-E-R-M-A-N. And the reason I use my middle name is for search engine marketing, because there's a whole bunch of David Scotts out there. There's a David Scott who walked on the moon. There's a David Scott who's an Ironman triathlon champion. There's a David Scott who's a member of Congress from Georgia. I'm the only David Meerman Scott in the entire world. That's why I use my middle name. You're using your middle name too, aren't you?
No. Just DerekShapiroShow.com. Okay. But if I did use my middle name, it would be DerekScottShapiroShow.com.
You said Derek Scott Shapiro.
Yes.
Well, hey, it was great talking to you.
Well, great talking to you. Thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right. And that was the first part of the Business Expo 2008. And something in the interview, we recorded in May, he said it was a winter in the Northeast. May is the winter? It's the spring. Yeah.
True. I mean, still cold. But that was the Business Expo. It was very, very interesting.
Yes, that's the first half. The second half is going to be RJ Heim, who does the weather, and of course, what's his name? Gene Valicente, who does the news, and Bruce Newberry.
Yes. One thing, first, real quick, Derek, yes, I just want to bring up,
sure,
about the internet in the cars. You know, like Wi-Fi in cars. I mean, certain ones have it, but that's it's going to be a real big step, you know, like for shows like you, the internet and things like that, for people to access, you know, internet radio in their cars while they're driving. That's pretty big.
That would be something because we could be like, driving along next to them. You don't even know what to listen to. Oh, okay, it's me. You know what I'm saying? Wow. You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Derek's driving and somebody's like, hey, I'm listening to you right now. Awesome.
And just think about it. Like the next time, you're at the mall or something like that. Okay. Palm Space Mall, Warwick Mall. Okay. You don't know someone who's listening to you on the iPod, okay? Someone could be listening to us as we're just, like, walking by them. You don't even know it. You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly, exactly.
Or in addition to a lot of offices in the state of Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, okay, have us on in the offices right now. In addition to that, I just want to tell you something else, too. People put the iPods in the car. Like Michael, my best friend from California, okay? He puts his iPod in his car. Actually, he doesn't have his car in California, but he did it in Rhode Island. You could hook it up. So people listen to us on the cars right now. It's just amazing what they can do.
It's just the growth.
Yes.
The growth in. It's a great thing, you know.
Yes, it is.
Work hard and the rewards
are there.
They're there.
Yes. Oh, well, before we go back to the Business Expo, second part of it, here is Joe Granada with Supersonic Shred. With following that, Dante, who sponsored my next show, episode number 27 next month, with Street Tales. Who's this out with the Derek Shapiro Show? We'll be right back.
Doesn't matter if it's Providence, LA, or New York. Name of cities may change, language remain the same. If you can't play, get your ass off the game. They say the strong survive, hear the strong dies. Only thing keeps you alive is family ties. On the streets, many souls said goodbye. And you've seen lots of moms with tears in their eyes, ready to go themselves, heart filled with pain. The streets swallow disease like girls giving brain. With haters and guns, how can we maintain? The police, they out there doing the same thing. Wanna get what you own or put you in the dirt. Niggas better toughen up or get their feelings hurt. Word. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail? Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail? Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tale. Another day, different story. Wake up with new niggas hating on me. They don't understand the moves I make to get this cake. They eat off one plate, I'm eating steak to steak. Real recognize the fake, who's about what they speaking? Raw moves on the board, what have you leaking? Watch for them players putting you in check. Thought it was a game, huh? So you couldn't press respect. You're retired, and all that remains is your name. If respected on walls, your face will be stained. Kids fatherless, raised by the same streets that claim them. Who's the victim? We know products of the system. Chain reaction, one goes, we gotta get foes. Fall like dominoes, that's all the hood knows. The heavens are steps away from all this hell. These are everyday stories that become street tales. Street tales. If you falling in the hood, you a street tale. Getting money in the hood, you a street tale. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. Locked up in the hood, you a street tale. Respected in the hood, you a street tale. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tales. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail? Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail? Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tale. All my niggas up north have street tale. All my niggas in the dirty have street tale. All my niggas Midwest have street tales. All my niggas left coast have street tales. All my niggas third world have street tales. Worldwide niggas have street tales. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tales.
Join me next month here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Essential Radio, episode number 27, coming out July 15th at 8 p.m. Yes, July 15th at 8 p.m. Sponsored by Dante Inferno. Yes, July 15th, the whole show, nothing but Dante. With Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.